the Gospel of Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. And I'll read out of the NIV. But first, I want to share just something real funny with you. And I took this off of the internet, so I wish I could say this was something that I've seen. But it goes like this. As a little girl was asked by her Sunday school teacher, "What is today?" It says, "It's Easter. It's Easter." And so the teacher asked, "Well, what happened on Easter?" And the little girl replied, "Well, Jesus came out of the tomb, and if he sees his shadow, he goes back in for 7 weeks." That's not it. That's the wrong story. But she got some of it right. He came out the tomb, but he didn't go back in. People went back in to see the proof that he wasn't there. I love what Pastor Benny said. The stone was rolled away, not to let him out, but so that we could see in. There's some things that are going to transpire in your life that the stone has to be removed. The thing that was sealed up and locked up and guarded so that you wouldn't enter is now going to be removed. So whatever's been hindering you is about to be rolled away. Whatever's been stopping you is about to be rolled away. Whatever has been on guard to keep you from coming in is about to be rolled away. Amen? Oh, I'm excited. Let's go to the Word. Let's go to the Word. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. And when you have it, say amen. And when you have it, stomp your feet. Come on, let's do it in sync. When you have it, stomp your feet. Here we go. Here we go. Matthew 28, beginning at verse 1. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. White as snow. The guards were so afraid of him, and they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. They then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples." Watch this. "Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it's true yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you, Lord, that we are built upon the resurrection, O God, not through just the death and the burial, but the resurrection, Lord, stands for what we believe in. Father, I thank you that the resurrection power that has raised you from the dead, Father, resides inside of us to raise us up out of our circumstances. Lord, I thank you for that same power now. I serve notice to every foul and unclean spirit in the atmosphere to be at bay. You are bound now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you to loose the angels, O God, the ministering spirits of God, to come in and minister to your people. Prepare their hearts and their mind and their soul to receive what the word of the Lord is. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, amen. We're here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection is the cornerstone of our faith. Our faith is built upon the resurrection and not just the crucifixion and his death. Because if we always just focus on just the crucifixion, you're only focusing on half of what the purpose was. He didn't come just to be crucified. He was led to be crucified so that he could die and resurrect. The resurrection is what is more important to us. And it's not about the bunny. It's not about the Easter eggs. But it's about what God has come to do for us by sending his son for you and I for the redemption of our sin. Those that believe that he is Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, that he died for your sins, he was crucified and died, buried, and then on the third day resurrected. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you too shall be saved. That's the simplicity of the gospel. At the easiest way for you to understand it is that as long as you believe, confess, and believe, then you shall be saved. What is so powerful about the statement is that when he rose, he made it a point to show himself to his believers. And I find it interesting that when the women were going back to go and tell the brothers that he was coming, that immediately on the road, he met them. See, when we begin to do things by faith, even though we're scared, and we start to move out in the things that may be a little bit different and challenging, you're about to experience Christ like never before. You're about to experience the God that maybe you didn't know was going to come and meet you along that path. Even though you have something to share of good news, to share with someone, he is going to meet you on the path. He will allow you to come and to touch him. Are you hearing this? He will allow you to come to be in his presence. But the problem that we run into from time to time is that religion has taught us not to approach God. This is the only faith that God says, I want you to come to me. Every other religion says you can't come to their God. This is a faith relational. I don't even want to say religion, because it's not religion. You have the ability and you have the right to go before the throne at any moment, in any given time. I was told before going up in church that if you had sin, you couldn't see God. If you had sin, you couldn't take communion. If you had sin, you couldn't even pray to God. Then my question always was, well, when are we going to see God? How are we going to approach him? How are we going to learn about him? Because if that be the case, then the one that's preaching has no business preaching. Hello? Because, you know, the preachers, they've got to have no sin. Preachers got to have no fault in their life. Preachers need to know the word, understand the word, live the word, but they can't have any faults in their life. And I was raised that way, thinking that way, and then I started looking and I said, well, they're a man just like me. And how many of you heard that when they say that women can't preach? Have you heard that? I used to think, oh my God, what? He created us in his image. His image. There's some fiery preachers in here, and there are women in here. If you know you're called to preach, preach, baby, preach. Bring the word. Tell the good news. And tell your testimony. Found it interesting, it was the women that came to tell of the resurrection. They were going to the tomb, not to see if he was risen, but just to go pay respects. Why is it that it's women that are always running to Jesus before the men? They're always going to Jesus. And you look at the men, I look over at Peter, and Peter, It even says that the other disciple outran Peter to get to the tomb. Is there some things in your life that is keeping you from going in to where he wants you to go? Based out of fear? Based out of fear. Some of you in here have been called to go into mission fields, but out of fear you won't go. Fear. And the truth be told, that he's going with you and preparing the way for you. If he has graced you for it, go. Go. And if you're scared, do it afraid. I get on an airplane every single time, afraid. And when I start hitting turbulence, oh Lord. I start praying and the Holy Ghost loud. People look at me, oh, he's drunk. Oh, huh. Praying in tongues. And the Lord said, when are you going to realize that I have a plan for you? This plane ain't going to go down because you're in it. Hello, somebody. Well, let's take it outside the plane. Let's take it to your job. Your job is going to be blessed because you're in it. Your job is going to be blessed because you're working for that company. The increase that God is giving you is going to bring an increase to the area in your life that is necessary for you. Because he has a plan and a purpose for you. Amen. Let's not forget this. In Acts 2, 22 through 24, the very first sermon that Peter ever preached, the very first sermon, It was about the resurrection. In Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 24, it says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself also know him, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by the lawless hands and have crucified and put to death whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death because it was not possible that he should be held by it." I love it. That when Peter came, this is at the time that the Spirit entered into the upper room, and they came out and they began to prophesy. They began to speak in tongues that other people heard, their own language. Isn't it powerful when the resurrection comes and you begin to preach on the God that is no longer in the tomb, the God that has risen like he said he was going to do? And if Jesus said he was going to do it, don't you know he's going to do it? If he says, I'm going to be handed over, I'm going to be turned over to the guard, and it happens. If he says and speaks into your life concerning something about you and what he's going to do for you, don't you know he's going to do it? You have to trust it at his word. He's going to do it. He has a plan and a purpose for you. Jesus is the reason why we're here today. It's not about going and finding Easter eggs, even though we do it. It's not about the Easter bunny, even though we buy them. It's about Jesus, that he is risen. Yes, this is a message that you can easily say that this is going to be an evangelistic message to get people saved. But I want to bring to you something that I believe that we need to understand as Christ came to roll things away that are stopping you. He is the reason why you will be successful. He is the reason why that things in your life are about to change. He is the reason why things that you've been facing are going to change. He is the reason why that when the guards that were set to be right in front of the tomb, God's going to move them out the way. Your fear is coming to an end. You're going to embrace this thing 100% in no fear. And as you walk in this, you're going to see that God not only has ordained it, but if you let that fear go, you will experience joy like never before. Like never before. Allow it. Allow it. There is a season that when you have things that come against you and they try to stop you. How many of you have had that? How many of you had that where something tries to stop you? And it keeps you, and you think, that's it. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. It keeps keeping me from moving forward, and there's something that's hindering me, and there's something that's not allowing me to go even further or go even deeper, go into what God has called me to do. And I'm here to tell you, God is rolling that away. He's taking it away. Hear me and hear by the Spirit of the living God. He is taking away the things that had you so worn out in your heart, worn out in your mind, worn out by the things that you have been through, worn out through the things that God has been trying to get you to understand. I'm bringing you all the way out of your circumstance. And I'm going to bring such a peace to you and such a joy that you're going to experience like never before. If you just let him get in, he'll do it. He'll do it. You've been through some stuff, and I say this with respect. You've been through some things that have been hard. You've been through some things that wonder, how am I going to make it through? And there's a change. There's a wind that is blowing in your direction to bring a change for you. If you allow it, and I could say it this way, raise your sails. Raise the sails and let the wind of God blow you in the direction you must go. Let him do it. There's something on the horizon that you've been asking God, do I do it? And you're contemplating, do I go this route? Do I make this change? Let God take you there. And do it with no fear. God bless you, Lord. God bless you. I'm going to roll the stone away. The angel rolled the stone away. And then what did the angel do? He sat on the stone. He sat on the stone. Now, the angel rolled the stone away, and it says it was like an earthquake. How many of us, and I don't know about you, but just last week when we had those storms roll through, did you hear the loud thunders and the roar? The windows began to shake a little bit. My dog got a little nervous, didn't want to come downstairs. You know, dog didn't want to go downstairs. And that thunder shook the whole house. And it reminded me when Paul and Silas were in the prison. There was a sound, and it shook. And it shook the prison that all the doors opened, not just their doors, but all the doors opened. Did it just loose just Paul and Silas? It loosed the others that were in the other cells. It loosed them from what they were in. It loosed them from the bondage that was on them. And it loosed them from the things that they were being accused of and thrown in for, rightfully so. And what happened? There was a thunder that came in, and it rattled the foundation. It shook the foundations that the prison doors opened up. Isn't that powerful? I was like, God, I want that to happen. I want that to happen. I want our foundations to be rocked. Yeah? You're saying, yeah, right? Yeah. How many of you want your foundation to be rocked? Yeah? Okay. You said it, you're in church because your faith about to be rocked. You may be put in a situation, you're like, Lord, why this? Because you asked. Because you want. I want faith. You, okay. Things start happening. Lord, why? Because you asked. I want signs and wonders. I want miracle working power. Okay. You're going to go through some stuff. When you see people ministering and you're seeing all kinds of signs and wonders taking place, the anointing that is on their life begins to flow, and you're like, I want that anointing. Don't ask. Don't ask, because you're going to go through some stuff. You're only seeing the finished product. You don't know what they've been through to get that oil, the anointing, the oil. You don't know what they have been going through and the persecution that has come their way. All the lies, all the trickery that has come. Everything to try to make them less than what God has called them to be. See, there's a label that gets put on them that is just like a stone that's been put in front of them that they can't see the real you. But there's something inside of you that is saying, I'm taking off the label and I'm removing the stone so that you have an understanding what I put inside of you. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. You are going to be ridiculed. You're going to have things come at you like never before. But the oil will increase. The thing is not to quit when you're going through the process. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't run back the other way. Understand, continue to go in. Go in and go deeper. Are you hearing this? I said, Lord, I thank you for the oil. He says, but don't let it be stagnant. Don't let it be stagnant oil. Don't let it be old oil. How many of you have been running your car in the same oil over? And you don't want to take it in to get the oil change. When I first got my car, remember, Mom? I thought you just put gas. That's when $3 will get you a quarter of a tank. Half a tank. Come on, girl. You know, we used to go to Taco Cabana after the games. $3. And the other $2 from that $5 bill, you can get your bean and cheese taco and a drink. I don't know about this. But you were able to make $5 stretch. And I thought just by putting gas, I was good. Mama said, you changed your oil? What's that? I hear that ticking noise. What's that noise? You change your oil? I put gas. That's probably the gas I put in it. Until the engine locked up. Oh, you better hear this. Because if the oil ain't changed, the very engine that is supposed to be flowing with the oil can get locked up because of the old oil became sludge. Oh, no, y'all going to make me work this thing. Y'all going to make me work. See, we are trying to move past where we've been, but we want to do it with the same stuff that we've been acting like we had it from the very beginning. We think that we're going to continue on the same way, but the oil has been sludged up because too much heat has been poured on you. Too much heat has come on you that has made it so sludgy and so thick that you can't even operate like you used to operate. You think that a certain way, the way you act, the way you live, is going to make a change. And the only way you're going to be able to change that oil is to get in His presence, go deeper, and get past where you once were. And then you'll see the oil change in your life. And not only are you going to see it change, you're going to begin to see that that engine, your faith engine, is going to be able to go to even more fire. I said, Lord, I don't want to go through what I've been going through. I don't want to go through what I've been going through. It's hard. It hurts. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't want to continue going through this, God. He says, but I'm changing your oil. Changing your oil. And the oil comes from an olive. And there's a seed in there. There's healing coming to your body. There's healing coming to your body. There is healing coming to your body. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare it now. Release healing virtue into your life. I thank you for the healing of the blood pressure. And there's some restriction I hear the body. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I remove that restriction right now. I speak healing in Jesus' mighty name. By His stripes you are healed. I declare it to be so and expect nothing less than pure manifestation. In Jesus' mighty name. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if this is something that you're doing in me, show me why I have to go through what I'm going through to have an understanding. I want to know why I'm going through it. He says, the thing is, you want to know before you go through it. You're only going to know as you go through it. And as you're going through it, you got to get the revelation of what I'm doing in this process. You may think that you're going in one direction, but I'm going to shift and make you go a different direction. Because as long as you see what I'm doing, you have an understanding that you want to make things happen quicker. Your way. How many of us have that tendency to do that? Oh yeah, when God starts to show you a dream, well, it's me. I'm gonna be a traveling preacher. I'm gonna go everywhere. Phone don't even ring, no text, you get no emails, ain't nobody calling you. Everybody that you were talking to just quit talking to you. All the phone calls that were coming in, just quit calling. I said, Lord, you said, and he goes, I said, but I just didn't tell you when. And so then I begin to ask God, well, what happened? How come they're not calling me no more? You know how we get on the phone, like, baby, call me and see if my phone works. Text me and see if I'm getting, maybe something's wrong. Call Emily. Maybe she can do an update on my phone. I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting any phone calls. I'm not getting any texts. My emails are not coming through. I don't know what's going on. And everything works just fine. But you said, God, that you were going to the nations. You were going to the nations. And He put it in you to do it. But a stone rolled in front of you. And it's kept you from going. Prophetess Woods, I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. I roll that stone away from you right now. Everything that has blocked you, everything that has hindered you. And I declare unto you, woman of God, that you will go forth and do the things that He has spoken into your dreams, that He has shown you with open visions, that even your baby girl has even spoke to you about it. She's even told you some things that you should be doing. And baby, hear this by the Spirit of the loving God. I'm rolling that stone away, and I am moving things out the way. So that you have an understanding that I called you for such a time as this. You will know that what I put in your mouth to speak will be thus saith the Lord. Oracle of the Most High God, release the word in its season and see the chains fall off. See the people be set free. Raise the dead, cleanse the leper, heal the sick. Beloved, I called you for such a time as this. I roll the stone away because it is your season to step forth. It is your season in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Patricia, I'm sorry. We're going to be all over the place. That was just, oh, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. If y'all been watching the videos, the YouTube videos, thank you. and Sappho.
That's old school. That's old school. That's old school. I'm sorry.
Por vida.
That's little hood back in the day. Okay.
See, reel me back in.
Yeah, my daddy showed up. My daddy showed up.
Hey, my God! Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hear this, please, people of God, hear this.
Yeah. You want to sign on the line, and it'll be yours. Not only is the furniture coming, but paid in advance. I see you walking in a room, declaring and prophesying, declaring into your future and over your babies. God says, because of your faithfulness and holding on to Him, I'm changing your oil. I'm changing your oil, and I'm bringing you through so I can bring you all the way out. Sign on the line and do it even if you're scared. But do it by faith and you'll see it. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. Amen. Amen. I hear this. Thank you, Jesus. Is that all right? We continue to flow like this? Is this okay? Martha, I know you got the baby in your hand. Can you stand? Can you stand? You can stand with him. That's fine. Hold him. That's fine. It's okay. Let the anointing get upon him. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I speak right now as I unlock her right now. And I thank you, Lord, not only discernment, but I thank you, Lord, that the visions, the panoramic visions that you've given, Lord, I thank you for true understanding. And Lord, not only is that, I thank you that she is going to go forth and begin to bring that deliverance all the way out and bring people to their healing, to the place of freedom. Father, I speak right now for the discerning power of Almighty God to come forth out of her like never before, the discerning of spirits to see, to pray through. And Father, I unlock her right now in the very things that you've called her to do. And Lord, have your very way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last week, I was speaking at the end of the service, and I looked over. My wife was sitting back there in the back. And I don't know if you were here or if you saw, but I turned quickly to face the stage because I had seen the angel, this 8-foot angel that was standing right next to her. And that the hand was extended to the altar this way. But the wing went and opened up and came right around her. And the Lord told me to tell her that it's not the air conditioner, which you felt the breeze, you felt the wind. She confirmed it because at that very moment, she felt it. And she says, who walked in front of me? Who stood in front of me? And it was nobody. It was the angel's wing. And that it was the angel of peace that was sent for a circumstance that the family's been going through. And that she would see it that day. Was it felt and was it seen that day? At that very day, the angel showed up in a circumstance that the family and I are going through. And I want you to hear this. There's angelic hosts that are being dispatched on your behalf. On your behalf. Huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My. Daddy, stand up and put your hand on John Michael. Not only is your job changing, not only the business aspect of it changing for you, hear this, it's a whole new different realm in the job market for you. You'll hear this. I see y'all getting your own. Your own. Because you've been asking for the room for Langston. You'll be getting your own. The increase that is coming to you, sir, you ask God to be the supernatural provider for Langston. He's going to shift you. And he's going to drive you to someplace you don't want to go at first. But he's going to release to you what he has stored up for you. My God, what he stored up for you. That you'll be able to get your own. Hear this. Oh my God. Ooh, Jesus. Not only is he going to give you your place, the other question that you had is, what about mama? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch as this is going to progress very quickly. Hear this, Trey. Very quickly. And you'll be rest and peaceful. And understand it's her season. Her season. Tuition paid in full for you. Stand up. Stand up. Go on, Michael. Go on, Michael. Michael, go on. Paid in full for you. And that every hour that you work that has been lacking will be multiplied by two. And that he is going to take it and take it off your account. And you're going to see that you're going to step into your own business. And you'll begin to do the thing that God has shown you. I do see something of mobile coming to you. Mobile coming to you. And what it's going to do is allow you to go throughout the city. Just like you've asked. But you don't know quite how to do it. But God is going to give you the wherewithal on how to figure it out and how to do it. And he's going to give you the wisdom to establish it. And I hear this by the Spirit of God. Hear my heart, son. Hear my heart. Papa's never hurt you and never lied to you. That he's going to move some stuff out of the way. And he's going to move some people out of the way. Let him do it. Let him do it. Because you're about to see what God has told you, who you really are. Who you really are. Bless him, Father. Bless him. Bless him. In Jesus' mighty name. Woo! Is this all right? My, my, my. My, my, my. Yeah. That's a good covering for you. That's a good covering for you. They won't hurt you. They won't hurt you. There's so much wisdom that is being given to you. So much instructions. Watch what he's going to do. Wrap it. Wrap it. The sons and daughters will go running ahead of you to prepare the way for where you're going. I see the man pouring into your life like a father. And it's going to break that thing off of you. Because there's true love there. There's true love there. I love you. I do. But I love you enough to know to let God do what he wants to do. And not me trying to force anything. I will lift your arms up. I will walk beside you, walk with you, because I believe in you. And I believe in your ministry. Heed to the counsel of this man and this woman. She's going to help you, Mama. Speaking into the areas, the cracks in the foundation that we all have them. But it's going to bring healing. And in this healing, it's the foundation that is being poured so that it can begin to go forth. Bless you, sir. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of how you serve them and how you serve the house here. That's order. That's fruit. Stand strong. Stand firm. Because just like this birth, the other one's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I felt it. I felt it. He's releasing fresh right now. Fresh. 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 It's okay. Let it all out. Let it all out. Let it all out. It's okay. He's got you. Bring it all the way through, God. All the way through. As you're sitting there with your hands lifted, let God get into that area of your life right now. Right now. That brings about total healing. In the area of your soul, your emotions. I felt it. I felt it like it hit my gut. And I could feel it that God wants to do healing right there. Allow Him to do it. Allow Him to do it. My baby girl Hannah, let Him do it. Let Him do it, Hannah. Let Him do it. Let Him do it. Let Him get right in there. So He can bring you all the way through. All the way. So you can see who you are in Him. Same thing, Brian. Same thing, Brian. Let Him get in there. Come on, let Him get in there, Brian. Let Him get in there. He's going to bring that all the way out. He's going to make change. I had to take you from a distance so I could spend time with you alone. You're going to experience me like never before. You're going to know my touch and you'll know my presence. I sent you on an assignment and I have an assignment for you. Says the Spirit of the living God will bring healing to the one that needs to be touched right where she's at. And He's moving on your behalf. On your behalf. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank You right now for each and every individual that is here today. I thank You for blessing them and keeping them. I thank You that You're rolling the stone away. You're rolling it away. Whatever has been there, that maybe their faith was rocked at one moment in time, that their heart got hardened towards You, God. Roll it away. Roll it away. Just roll it away, God. Let the healing take place. You are the resurrection. You are the truth, and You are the life. And I thank You for them now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. What I want to do at this time, Pastor Benny and Sally Kinney, I want to end the service with our communion. With our communion today. Aida, may I speak into your life? Aida, you worry about your grandma. May the Spirit of God saying, I'm going to blot it out. I'm going to blot it out. I'm going to remove it. And there will be a peace. There will be a peace. I love Nani. I love her. She always, hey, Pastor, Pastor. I love her. I love her. What I see... You really interceding for her, really praying for her, because you worry for her. Love it be at peace to know that I'm making a change. I'm going to block this thing out from her. and there will be a peace. There will be a peace. Rest and sleep good. I see you tossing and turning a lot. It's physical as well as emotional. That you're unable to get a good night's sleep. That you're waking up tired. And you're going through the week not being able to get rested. I release healing to you, beloved. From the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. I declare to you to have peace in your sleep. That you will have the REM sleep. That you're able to body be restored. Be at peace to know that. Body's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.